Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, my friends. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin, of course, with reaction to the Champions League games where Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool beat Porto and Pep Guardiola's Man City won at home to PSG. This was the fallout on TalkSport.
What a night of football we've had. Man City go through to the knockout stages, so do Paris Saint-Germain, but Man City go through as group leaders. It's finished Manchester City 2, Paris Saint-Germain 1.
Performing was quite similar, like we played in Paris a month ago, that we played really well. Today maybe we create more chances in the first half. It's not easy because they defend really well. In general, we make a really top performance. Happy to be in the next stage. Of course, congratulations to the team, everyone in the club, for many years in a row being there in the last 16, now focusing the Premier League, and in February we tried to arrive in the best condition as possible to go to quarterfinals.
Kyle Walker was incredible. He had Mbappe in his pocket. I know Mbappe scored, but it wasn't when Kyle Walker was there. But anyone who went out on the left, Neymar, Messi, Mbappe, anyone who was out there, Kyle Walker stands them up. He knows you're not going to do him for pace, and he's an absolutely world-class defender. Yeah, I thought he was incredible.
And that front three, how lazy are they? They would do my head in. Every other player on that pitch is working his tail off to keep a clean sheet, and those front three are strolling around. And if I was a Man United fan and I watched that front three do that while Mopo's in charge, I would be seriously looking at him thinking, you better not do that if you come to my team.
We are living in a business that rumours are there, sometimes negative, sometimes positive, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. I think that is not a thing to talk about the rumours.
They've got 15 points from 15 so far. That means that they've taken more points in this campaign than they ever had previously in the Champions League group stage. Liverpool 2, Porto 0.
For this game, nobody felt like he needed rest because we had Saturday, Wednesday. That's all the boys are really used to that. They're completely fine, and it's just then the amount of games coming up. So we need them really all in kind of a rhythm, and that's why the lineup made really sense tonight. And so it worked out really well. So because nobody got injured, stuff like this, so everything is good.
Now, Paris Saint-Germain have rejected Manchester United's initial approach for Mauricio Pochettino. Doesn't work there, does it? The former Crystal Palace owner Simon Jordan has suggested Poch needs to force his way out of the club if he wants to go.
If Pochettino wants to leave and really wants to go to Man United, then he may have to set the situation on fire himself as well. He can't just sit there prevaricating, going,
I am so happy in Paris Saint-Germain. I love the fans.
I'm very happy in France. He has to turn around after this set of games. If United want to come in, he's going to have to say to the ownership of PSG, I'm sorry, lads, we're all grown up here. This is not working out for me. You're going to get 10 million quid. Go fill your boots with Zidane who you want it, but it isn't me anymore.
So, would Poch fix United problems, and what will he bring to the table? Well, let's ask former United winger Lee Sharp. Let's also ask a man who played under Mopo at Southampton, Ricky Lambert. Oh, Ricky! And the former Villa striker, Gabby Agbonlahor.
What I felt about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and I said it from day one, is that he hasn't got that swagger about him. I could imagine Ole Gunnar Solskjaer losing the game and saying, you know what, take tomorrow off, we'll get back in Monday, we'll try again. But these big managers will go in there and demand more at half-time, demand more on the pitch, show that passion on the pitch that you're actually engaged with the team. This is what I think maybe Pochettino will have when he comes into Manchester United.
Technically, he's the best I've come across, but man management as well, he's up there with the best. His attention to detail shocked me. It's something I have never seen before. The attention to detail that he goes into is incredible. His spell at Tottenham is totally underrated.
Oh, Lucas Moura! He's not He's won it! Lucas Moura's got a hat-trick! Tottenham have done it with the last kick of the game!
The squad that he had at Tottenham is nowhere near as good as what Man United has right now. I think he competed against two of the best managers the Premier League's ever seen with that Tottenham squad. And if he was given a squad like Man United, I think within a year and a half, next season, I think he would be challenging.
I know Pochettino, I think his favourite. I'm actually not sure if he's the right man for the job at the moment. Maybe the guy from Ajax, Ten Hag, he looks decent. Nagelsmann from Bayern Munich would be a good option. It's a very difficult decision and one that they desperately need to get right after so many managers having not worked over the last sort of 5-10 years.
So if Poch doesn't join United this season, United will look to land the former Barca boss Ernesto Valverde as interim manager. On to Alex Crook to tell us more.
Ultimately, if Manchester United put the money down, Pochettino will be their new manager. They are still on the sidelines, possibly looking for potential interim bosses. We know they've spoken to Ernesto Valverde, the veteran former Barcelona manager. That will either be due diligence in case Pochettino doesn't come, or it's a smokescreen to help get Pochettino.
And if Valverde doesn't happen, well, I've just told you he would. Huh? But it might not. But I've just told him it would happen. Right, no one knows then, do they? Anyway, there's always Steve Bruce as a possible interim manager. Is there? Here's the former Man United keeper Peter Schmeichel discussing his old mate. Nice to see you, Brucey.
I'm a bit confused about the communication that comes out of Man United. This idea about an interim manager up until the summer and then somebody else from there. But if that is the case, you know, that a few former players has put a name in the hat. Someone like Steve Bruce could be, you know, a really good option. Safe pair of hands to take charge of the team and the club for the rest of the season. But if I'm honest, I hope that the next manager will be picked and will be in place before an interim manager. Because I don't think the club needs to have that kind of confusion.
Now, the news that drinking alcohol in seats at football grounds could be reinstated as part of a fan-led review into the game, led by MP Tracy Crouch, DCC Mark Roberts, the National Lead for Football Policing, reacted to the news.
You've got to be governed by experience, and we know that alcohol is a major contributory factor to people behaving badly. And, you know, people sometimes say we're picking on football, but sometimes behaviour at football is unique and it does create issues. But you saw over the weekend reports about people drinking too much at rugby. There was that appalling story of the young lad going to his first rugby match and a drunk vomiting on him. So It's not purely isolated to football. And I know it's been discussed on TalkSport before and heard Alan Brazil commenting on it. And, you know, when Alan Brazil's saying it's a bad idea to introduce more alcohol, the government are way out of kilter when they think it's a good idea.
Now, Rangers manager Gianni Van Bronckhorst has been speaking ahead of his first game in charge of Rangers against Sparta Prague tonight, exclusively on TalkSport 2. Oh, we've got it exclusive. Yeah, we have. I just told you that. He said that despite only having a small amount of training, he hopes the players will understand the way he works.
I think they can already sense the things, what I want to change, and I think what needs to be needed to become successful again. Not only, you know, on the pitch, but also the way we behave as a team, and the way we have to be prepared also mentally. So that in that way, you know, you cannot do everything in 2 days. I need more time, but, you know, step by step, I'm sure the players will understand the way I work and also the way I want to play.
On now to the former snooker champion of the world, Sean Murphy, who has said, and I quote, amateurs should not be allowed in professional tournaments after being dumped out of the first round from the UK Championship, losing to China's Si Jiawei in York. On my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, Murphy didn't back down and said that it was an unfair matchup.
We're not playing under the same pressures. I'm trying to compete for my world ranking position, the Kazoo Series, the World Grand Prix, the UK Championships, and all of those things. He isn't playing for any of those things. And so the match is under a slightly different guise than a completely 50-50 fair battle. Just to paint some context into the situation, you know, I used to be chairman of the Players Association and a board member of the world governing body of the game. My track record on this topic is solid and consistent over many, many years. I do not agree with amateurs competing in professional snooker tournaments. That's the top and bottom of it.
Now, Tommy and John Fury have been speaking to TalkSport's James Evander ahead of the fight against YouTuber Jake Paul on December the 18th. Tommy started by saying there was no question about him taking this fight.
Opportunity you can't refuse. I'm getting the chance to rob a bank and not go to jail for it. You know, on a massive worldwide stage, it doesn't get any bigger than this for me. And it's come early after seven fights, 22 years old. I'm living the dream, Art. You can't say I'm not. I'm getting paid millions of pounds to go out there and deal with a YouTuber in the sunny state of Florida. Does it get any better? I don't think so. I wanna rob a bank. I'm getting my fingers warmed up to count all that money. At least Dick Turpin and the principal to put a mask on. It's a big confidence trick, what we've pulled on the brains of the world, and they haven't seen it, but we've seen it, we've got away with it. So I can't wait. It's all fun and games. Enjoying it more than I've ever enjoyed anything in my life. And I can't wait to see this YouTuber crumbled up in the corner, crying with his girlfriend.
I've seen his dad obviously going at each other now, and Tyson Fury's calling him names. I mean...
Is he calling him, Jay? Was it
well, I mean, I wouldn't like to say, no, okay. But it begins with W.
I watched your last fight, mate. You're rubbish. Rubbish with a capital R.
It actually seems like quite an interesting fight. I'm gonna watch it.
Well, in theory, it shouldn't be, should it? Because Tommy's from 10 generations of bare-knuckle fighters from the traveller community. His half-brother, you know, obviously, because he's the son of John Fury, just as Tyson is, but different mums, is the heavyweight champion of the world. He's already a professional boxer. He boxed as an amateur. You know, Jake Paul is a YouTuber who's had a couple of fights against a washed-up NBA star, a rapper, I'm making this up now,
yeah.
And a former UFC fighter at the age of 42 who'd never had a boxing match in his life, who was actually a wrestler.
Yeah. So, you're not selling this fight.
On now to music legend Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant, admitting he was baffled by how professional the TalkSport studio is. I know what he means. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling for the make. Wonderful, though. It's great. I can't believe how fancy this place is.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'll say to you, Rob, it's fancier than the last place.
You should have seen the last place.
I always imagined the last place would be somebody's attic somewhere.
Not far wrong, mate. Yeah. You are not far wrong. I mean, but, we have moved up.
It is fantastic. Good times, bad times, you know I've had my share. When I want to live home,
but that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. My goodness, it's Thursday already, alongside Darren Bent from 4 p.m. A quick reminder, you can hear more live football coming your way on TalkSport 2 in the Europa League. Rapid Vienna take on West Ham, that one at 5:45. And then, as I mentioned, at 8 p.m, also on TalkSport 2, an exclusive, is Rangers against Sparta Prague, that one from 8 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.